Miracle Cycle.
We were discussing last time when we left off. Remember, we got into a tangent before we actually started this simon. This is about to see Tom of Gotham. How about Dover Pugum? I mean, there'll be another little tangent about Dover Pugum. But we got into the discussion of medicine, which is a big inion. If someone wants, if you look on Rabbi Jachter's website, he has a nice four-page. Four-part essay about it, which goes into obviously much more detail than we're going to go in now. If anyone didn't read the course back from last time, please take from Binyamin. And we mentioned there were two possible studim wahatir, but we didn't really get into the details from it. Are you short a copy? I have one more. Okay. There were two studim wahatir. One was what we call a din in the chefza, which was where we started with, right? Which was nevela she'ena re'uya lager. And what do we pass? Remember, we saw three sheets, whether it's asur drabanan or mutter or only asur mishum achshavei. We pass, and again, there's a minority sheet in the achronim that there's achshavei by medicines. We generally don't hold like that. But and what do we pass? We pass in that it's mutter for medicine, because there's no achshavei. That was one tzad l'hakel. The other tzad l'hakel we pointed out was a din in the gavra, right? We had sort of a mentioned the famous machlokas between the Chavos Das and Chaim and answering of the Rambam. There is a din the gavra, and that is achila shalom. Now, is that mutter or not? Here, this is very controversial. It's really machlok Rishonim in the second part of Pesachim. But if you look here in the Makor sheet I gave you, in the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Nun Hei Siv Gimel, which is sort of halachos of Sakana, Yehar Yal Yavar, and anything to do with Sakana, Yisur Makim Sakana, the Shari Surin says, the Machaber Misrap Makim Sakana, Fil Derech HaNasan, okay, anything but the big three. If it's Sakana, okay, that's obvious. We're not talking about Satana. Shalom Makim Sakana, Kedere HaNasan Aser, Shalom Kedere HaNasan Mutter. But if there's no Sakana, Kedere HaNasan is Aser, but Shalom Kedere HaNasan is Mutter. Chutz Mikliya Kerem, Bas Bechol, Shasurim Fil, Shalom Kedere HaNasan, Mutter Sakana, except for Kliya Kerem, right? The Gavra Din does not apply to Kliya Kerem, Bas Bechol. But those are pretty rare to come up in modern day medicines. Exactly. What's the din of Shaluk Derchanaso? So here it's a little hard to tell from the context, but almost all the Rishonim and almost all the Echronim say it's only Mutter Bakum Choli. If told, there's like an Isser Shaluk Darka, right? You ever heard the Sham Shaluk Darka, not the Rice something? You ever heard it's Mutter? Most Yisurim, if you do it in the abnormal way, you don't hear it's Mutter, they assume it's only Bakum Choli. The Binas Adam, the bottom of this page questions this a little. In Mutter Lebori Lechli Surachilah Shaluk Derchanasan, Chuvin Yashachim Kufnan Vavsim Kutin Yigimel Kasa the Mutter Lozachis Lahavin Kavanaso the Ain Lamin Kavanaso the Mutter Shaluk Derchanasan the Aino Sharfilu Kederchanaso Mutter Alkarso Lama Kavanaso Shaluk Derchilasan. Okay, we're not going into this. Sorry, Ian Shar Rosh Medakti Gavur Yochanan Lokamash with Yisura Ika Yim Kain Harevelish the Kamet the Gavur Yochanan Gamkin and Lokamash with Yisura Ika. Okay, then he quotes the Mishle Melech Lemaisa. Here, he thinks the Shach was Makel, but he disagrees. Not to clear the Shach was Makel. The Pashtus is that this is Mutter only for a Chola. And the answer is Shalom Kedarka, the Rabbanan generally weren't Mater Stam. Even though there is one, like she does, Yachid Chai Odom thinks the Shach thinks, and then at the end he quotes that the Mordechai says, it says that it's Mutter L'chachila, even for someone healthy, although it says an adam bari should be nizer not to do it. Okay, there is a das yachid, right? There is a minority shita that it's mutter legam, right? But we don't normally pass like that. So let's see what happens if you are sick. If you are sick, lichora. If you are sick, lichora should be mutter. For two reasons. A, to take, let's say, a pill or something. Well, let's start with garlic medicines, treif medicine. So first of all, there's two kinds of treif medicine. There is, tastes good, and tastes bad. Okay, we're not dealing with dulce tam of gum, the final product. Meaning most medicines taste bad. Normal medicines taste bad. That's done for safety reasons. Maybe they naturally taste bad, right? All stop pills and et cetera taste bad. There are some medicines that taste good, such as little kids' medicine, or maybe some sort of like some over-the-counter things like cough syrups and things like this sometimes taste good. So what if medicine tastes good? If medicine tastes good, then there's really no tzad l'hakel to, now, there's a big machlok zaposkin, where does your line between tasting bad and tasting good? How good, how bad, we'll come to that in a minute. But if medicine tastes good, there's really no, I know people assume medicine is mutter, it doesn't have to be kosher, like the amsa. Not for no reason. Like everything, it's for a reason that then gets misapplied. But if something actually tastes good, then there's no havamina of a heter that it should be mutter, regardless of how sick you are, unless you have sakana, obviously. But usually things that taste good are almost never things that are useful for chol b'sheish v'sakana. So if it tastes good, then hashut, it is aser, unless you know that it's kosher. That's pashut. If it tastes good, it's pashut, it's aser, unless you know it's kosher. Again, or if it's pikuach nefesh, which is pretty rare. There's a whole discussion here. What about kids' medicines? Kids' medicines almost always taste good because kids, little kids, somebody who's 12 and a half years old. Little kids can't take pills. What about kids' medicines? A lot of kids' medicines are sweet. What's the problem? The problem is what's going to be treif in medicines, like antibiotics or such. The antibiotics, I don't think, are ever treif. They're chemicals, whatever. The problem is what could be treif is usually davka, the sugar. Because what do they use for sugar in a lot of these things? Glycerin. And glycerin, we consider it to always be a shash of treif, right? Glycerin could, you know, it's could be equally treif or kosher, you know, meaning animal-derived or vegetable-derived. If it's animal-derived, it's treif. You know, glycerin from shechted animals. And if it's plant-derived, it's generally kosher. Okay, so kids' medicines, any kids' medicines, basically have a shash of treif. So can you ever give kids medicine? Let's say I'm an adult. If I'm an adult, I just... whatever, like, well, you know, you don't usually need sweet-tasting medicine. You don't usually need sweet-tasting medicine. Adults don't usually need those things. Or if you do, whatever, somehow you look into it, you find a kosher alternative, etc. You know, Tom's last time I checked, almost all generally were kosher. I don't know what other things, cough syrups, you can get a lot with a hechsher. I don't know what else you need. Like, adults are not doing sweet-tasting antibiotics or things like that. What about kids? Everything's sweet-tasting. So it should be usher to give your kids medicine unless you know that it's kosher. Obviously, if it's about chol b'sheish v'sakana, that's a different story. Let's say it's not chol b'sheish, but if your kid has strep and they need antibiotics, then that's chol b'sheish v'sakana. I mean, you think he's dying, but I'll be halacha. You know, we try to be very machmer and sakana. But let's say other things. So that tzitz eliezer is a tshuva. I don't remember the siman number. If you can't find it, you can ask me. Where he comes up with a big kula, he says, basically, since all the kids' medicines, the treif is going to be pachos mikashir, pachos mikazayis mechleachilas pras. Generally, he cheshvins it out. You know, I trust this cheshvin. The treif is going to be pachos mikazayis mechleachilas pras. Therefore, A, with kids, it's not quite as common as adults. And according to Rambam, it's less than kazayis mechleachilas pras, time kickers only drabanan. And according to Rashi and others, time kickers always only drabanan. So maybe it's only tamkeik or drabanan, and for drabanan there's more room to give it to a kid. And in any case, it's pachas mikashir, and there's some more makel on pachas mikashir for sickness and kids who need it for their health, etc., even though it's a big chiddush. So basically, fetch that a kula that sits Eliezer, this makubal mugel. You never heard anyone say, you know, I'm not going to give my kid medicine because I can't find the hechsher. I mean, you generally can't find kids' medicines with the hechsher. So the assumption is that somehow we're mitzaref the fact that he's a kid, and the fact that it's pachas mikashir, which is a double tzeirah. A, he's a kid. B, it's pachas mikashir, which is not as chomer as a shir.
and see if it is possible to make a shear, then even the Rambam admits Tam Kekos Rabbanan. Remember, we had Olympus, those who were here for the optional shear. If it's less than Kzai, then they feel less press. So those three tzad, then maybe Tam Kekos Rabbanan, if it's less than a shear. Less than a shear is more Mekel. Maybe there's room to be Mekel less than a shear in some circumstances. And he's a kid, he's a Katan, which is not a Heter Gamar. There's another with all of Stodden Law. And we're never even sure that it's treif, right? Usually, not to be worse than a Suffolk treif. It's very rare to have a medicine that promises you a way of knowing it's treif. So with all of Stodden together, then the minig is to be Mekel for kids, but the less Breira. That's only for kids, but the less Breira. In general, we are Achner. Right? So, okay. So what else are you going to do? Okay, someday Mashiach will come, the whole world will be more from, and they'll make everything kosher. But meanwhile, or I don't know, someday the vegans will get much more powerful. And even though the vegans are often coming from a slightly different perspective on most political issues than the Torah Jews, but in kashrus, you know, at least in, you know, consumer kashrus, they work well together. Maybe the vegans will get so powerful they'll make all the medicine be using vegan everything. But until we get there, so, with the less prayer, we're not mocked on kids' medicine. But say, rough, Pachos Mikashir, which, as I mentioned, is really double Tzad Mahakel. Because A, it might make Tam Keker Drabonim, and B, even if it's a race of Pachos Mikashir, is less common than a shear. Not usually practically. We don't usually make all Pachos Mikashir, but sometimes that can be a kula. No, because when the kids, no, it doesn't matter. When you eat something, it doesn't matter if your intention is for the hana or not. That's misasik, the chalom, the raya, shekeinana. When you eat something, treif, if maybe you never intended to eat it in the first place, you just, you know, thought you were clearing your throat, that might be a different story. But when you tend to eat it, it doesn't matter. That's not the ingredient you want. Irrelevant. Yeah, that's a pretty easy one to clarify. If someone's life might be in danger, they're chulishi yishbo sakana. For example, if someone has if someone needs antibiotics, they're probably chulishi yishbo sakana. I don't know what the doctors would say, but that's what the rabbis would say, right? Because when you have some bacterial infection, if it gets worse, someone could die. How many people out of 1,000 would die of strep? Not many, but someone will. If you don't have antibiotics, before antibiotics, some people did. So I think in general, if you need antibiotics, sometimes they give antibiotics for strange things. I don't know what. If they give you antibiotics for acne, you're not a cholish yishbo sakana. But if you have strep, you're a cholish yishbo sakana. What?
Do they give
ear infections? They do give for ear infection. Interesting. Is an ear infection a cholish yishbo sakana? I'm not enough of a doctor to know. I don't know. So the answer is, I'm not sure. If it might be a chash sakana, even a little unlikely, that's called a shibshu sakana. More than that, you might need to ask a doctor. I don't know what an ear infection is. But even if it's a shibshu sakana, we're still, give them the medicine.
You mentioned that in this case, the medicine is usually the treat ingredient
in the
sugar. What if
it's
the other way? And then follow up, they will change the treat ingredient
to not be the part. Pashtus, right. Pashtus, nothing would change. Okay, now.
What category
is this? What? No, this has neither of these. It's not a chilush loki derech hanasa, it's not melush and really gary. You have no heter. That's why there's no heter.
The trade bar in the chesed category, not the dabra category. If it's in the sugar, then it's...
No, even if it's in the actual medicine, when you're eating it normally. Once you combine it, you're eating it normally. You think, okay, here's the question. What if it tastes bad? If it tastes bad, then already you'd think you had two heterim. You only need one, and you have two, so you're in good shape. However, here Rav Shlomo Zalman throws in a monkey wrench. What does Rav Shlomo Zalman say? Said Rav Moshe, if you remember, he says, you have a heterim in the cheftza. It's a devel shim rin l'ger, and it's not achshavei. Rav Shlomo Zalman throws in a monkey wrench. He says, Yish harbi trufos to aftashama trufa marma'at, mikol makam efter d'lochash v'gin aroi l'machal adam. He says, maybe we Americans are all spoiled, right? Israelis also now are spoiled. I mean, Israelis, his days weren't. Right? But maybe we're all spoiled. We're spoiled. We think, like, you ever take an aspirin or something? Not coated. By the way, some aspirins nowadays are coated with sugar-coated. Right? Even for adults, they make the sugar-coated aspirin. That's a problem if
unless you check the ingredients and you see that there's no trace in the sugar coating, the sugar coating could have something trace in it. Now you have to check it out. That's something that tastes good. There's no hazard to take sugar-coated aspirin unless you check it out and you see there's no shash treif in the coating.
So Rebbe denies that there is altogether taking a pill is not derechachila bichlal.
Yes, I deny the theory that altogether taking a pill is not derechachila bichlal. You want to know why I deny that theory, perhaps? Okay, the reason is because it's a mefurish Gemara in our Beit Zachin. What do I mean? No, what do I mean? Bala matza yatza, bala mara lo yatza. If you're balea mara, you're not yotze because you have to taste merigus, right? But if you're balea matza, you swallow matza without chewing it. If you swallow matza without chewing it, then that's considered derech achila. You're yotze. You're only yotze mitzvah say if you do it derech achila. So Pashas see that swallowing things, even though it's not the normal way to eat things, if you swallow things without chewing, that's considered derech achila. What? So what you want to say, that's what some of the poskim write. Some of the poskim write, yeah, but if you swallow a pill, most poskim write, if you swallow a pill, that's shaloki derech achila. So you're saying, what if you swallow a sweet pill? Maybe that's not the normal derech achila. If I swallow, sometimes you'll do this. You know, you can easily swallow a kernel of corn without chewing it. That's derech achila. You could probably swallow a lot of things. People are, you know, who just eat very fast. Sometimes they swallow a little piece of everything without chewing it. That's derech achila. To swallow a pill is maybe, even if it's sweet, is not derech achila. Yesh la'ayin. Yesh la'ayin, but it's hard to say because it also does have some candy on it, right? So if you swallow something that's a combination of candy and something else, and if I swallow a Skittle, maybe that's derech achila. So here it's Skittles on the outside and medicine on the inside. I would not want to be nickel. I hear the tiny say, no, this, swallowing this is not the normal way of eating. But it's very hard to know where to draw the line. Anyway. Ramosha was not talking about this. He didn't have candy-coated aspirin in his days. Right, he was back in the old days when people were tough. Anyway, what does Rosh Lomazaka say? He says, Afshar, it's still considered edible. Even a bitter pill is considered edible. Why? Shari Mashk, and here he brings a raya that throws us all for a loop. Mashke, Shena, Real Shdias, Adamin, Makarelis, Toma, Vagamino, Mashir. Vafilu, Hachi, Tanano, Pasak, and Aram, Kar, Gubin, Thomas, Ochlan, Ochabesha, Yotim, and Ozin, and Achotim, Miraglime, Shalvin, the other thing, Dolan, Vikitanim, Hashivi, Mashkin, and Raya told us a Mayim. Okay, if I translate too much, I'm going to get gross. But what do we see? A Mashke, that's not Roy Lachila's Amakabal Toma. But the Rambam says the mashke that comes out of your ears and your nose and the miraglayim is considered mashkin. So what does that mean? Miraglayim is roi lishtia. So if miraglayim is roi lishtia, obviously the standards for what's roi are much lower than we think. Right? So go know what's roi lishtia, what isn't. Maybe our pills are roi lachila, Rav Moshe didn't think so. Lots of other. He's not sure. Rosh Shlomo Zalman throws in, here we have two stud in Lahakim. You would think, where did I put? You would think we have two, not stud, two reasons to be Makel. But over here, here we have Machlokas, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, and Ramosha. Says Ramosha, any pill, I mean regular pill, right? Any normal pill is Eino ra'oi la'achila. And says Rav Shlomo Zalman, you know, maybe a pill, even a bitter pill, is ra'oi la'achila. After all, we're spoiled. Maybe it's really good for eating. That's a little bitter. Okay, it's still good for eating. So he says he's not sure, maybe if a pill is ra'oi la'achila, then we lose the heter nevel shen and ruligar. He's not sure exactly where to draw the line at nevel shen and ruligar.
We make similar to what we said about Rika and mashkin that only applies to Toma because it applies to other things.
You can
say, oh, yeah,
like this. Yeah, but that's going to be hard because there's something called Roy Lachila. The word Roy Lachila is a general getter. You know, you have to say there's a Roy Lachila for Toma, but Toma's not a Lachila. No, he says Mekabel Toma, but we know that only a mashkin is Roy Lishtia, elsewhere is Roy Lach. So he's putting two and two together.
maybe you could get out of it, but you hear a suffix. In addition, so what are the problems? Number one is, according to our Moshe, it's a good hetzer, according to our Shlomo Zalman, it's not. Number two, there is a shita that says there's achshavei, even though we don't hold like it. Number two, the Shagas Aryeh, I would say Rav Moshe and Rav Poskim. The Shagas Aryeh says that there is achshavei by medicine, as opposed to the Igros Moshe and Rav Poskim, meaning Rav Poskim one time before the Igros Moshe, as we saw, say there's no achshavei by medicine. Interestingly, Rav Moshe himself makes a Shari says, but there's achshavei by vitamins, because vitamins you're eating for food. It's an interesting question. It's a philosophical. What's called food? You know, when am I eating for food? When am I not? So, okay, most poskim have vitamins. Vitamins. Rav Moshe is machmir by vitamins. Okay, that's also going to be now. The question is, what's a vitamin? You know, yeah. Yeah, because he says because it's a substitute for food. Doesn't matter. It's a substitute for food. No, Achilagas is only for mamash. It's a substitute for food. If I eat vitamin C, I'm eating instead of food. If I eat penicillin, it's not instead of food. That's his getter of Asheri. Okay, so number one, this din. Okay, there's some who say Asheri. Let's say we're not choshish for them. But Rav Shlomo Zalman questions this Hector in the Chafetz. He says maybe pills really are roi lachilah. A rotting carcass is not roi lachila. That's milushin really get. But a pill, nothing wrong with a pill. It's okay. Just a little bitter. Maybe we shouldn't be so finicky. And maybe, literally, if we're not finicky, right? And maybe it's really roi lachila. That's in a tarovis. But over here, it's not. No, that's if the Isser makes the tarovis worse, but here the isser doesn't make the tarovis worse. Something else makes the tarovis bad. Right? Think about it. If I have a not so good heter and I throw in a good isser and it's still not so good, that's not a heter. Okay. How about the other side of the coin? How about is there a problem with the heter of the din begavra? Say, fine, it's a corner shlomo. There's no heter in the chafter. There's still a heter because there's no heter in the really care. You don't think it's chafter and gavra. But there's still a heter result in their hachila. So the problem is that for a chola, that's a good heter. But what do we call someone who's not a chola who takes medicine? Or in Hilchos Shabbos, called mechosh b'yalma. What if they just don't feel well a little? They're not really sick. Then maybe there's no heter of. Then maybe there's no heter. However, here Rav Shlomo Zalman goes back and wants to be makel to make up for his chumra. And Gimel of Rav Shlomo Zalman says, "Lo etzli ma geder shel cholin in nido nidan." Sher metzina dasher rabbanim for b'shabbos for yitzir al cholin shem b'sakana shelachol lemishka v'kard leituva. The lover keeps rosh rugged with kaddish shem v'doma. By Shabbos there's an issur refum. We're not makel for mechosh b'yam of someone who has a little headache or can't fall asleep. Then came after gam nido doma shel chum geila. Maybe like we're here after you're really sick. Ach gamaf sure very cleverly. Just shani shabbos sheikar is a refuah aber chol. Chena min shrak and fei gamnu b'shari. Moshe inkim b'yinu dana rei yesh gam shkaz b'as tol shumot or filu tvari. Yim kei nefshu b'chol inyin shal cholik tzah shari. What does he say? By Shabbos, if someone's a little sick, we don't want to refuah. So likewise here, if they're a little sick, they're not sick. Or no, by Shabbos, there's an issur refuah. They have to answer for someone. Someone's healthy, they don't want refuah. So who do they answer for? Someone who's a little sick. But over here, maybe in Kol Tar Kula, a little sick is sick. Only by Shabbos, they were not a little sick. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, but says Rav Shlomo Zalman, maybe a little sick is called a chola, not for Shabbos, but for this. And there is a shita that it's mutter, even for a bari. So what does this mean? Let us take this down to bottom line. And let me add the proviso that lechora, if it's easy to get an alternative that is kosher, then that would definitely be preferable, something trade.
let's go back to non-tasty medicine. Okay, now, non-tasty medicine, let's go back to halach l'maisa. Two reasons to be mekel, but they're each complicated. Right, because one, we're not sure if only applies to sick people or to everyone. They had to resolve derech achilaso. And not to mention the fact there's some people who want to say it's kederech achilaso. Right, there are poskim who want to say that swallowing a pill is like swallowing matzah. And it's kederech achilaso. Right, the Achiezer assumes that way. But most people do not. Right, not to mention the fact that, this is one problem. Second problem is that the Achiezer says that swallowing a pill is derech achila. Yeah, I'm not getting into derech achila. No, now, our rove poskim disagree. Say it's not derech achila. Even if swallowing matzah is, but swallowing bitter pill is not. That seems to be the poshless. Meaning, how swallow pill more derech achila than eating raw achila? It's clearly a weird way of eating. Okay, halacha l'maisa, what does this mean? Halacha l'maisa, the first question you have is not a halachic question, but it's a practical question. Is what's in the pill? Stam pill or a pill with known chashash of treif. Meaning, what do I mean? A stam bitter pill that doesn't have taste, we assume is kosher. Just because it's not shtiyah, you have to put in treif things. Let's say you take penicillin. Forget about this, let's take Advil. A bitter Advil. What are the odds? Why would they put anything treif in there? You never know, right? Meaning, if it was not an Advil, if it was, you know, something we bought in the supermarket, we would say, I'm sure it has hashgacha to be on the safe side. Okay, but you don't have chumrah after chumrah. A sweet thing they were putting glycerin and flavorings, right? But it's something without flavor, why would they put in treif in a stam? Like, why would they put treif in your Advil if it's not sweet, right? It's highly unlikely, right? If it's not coated with anything, then the odds they would put treif in your Advil is like 0.001%. Like, what are the odds? Penicillin. What are they going to put off? They're not going to put, I mean, anything could be, but they're not going to put treif in your penicillin. They're not going to put treif in your Advil. They're not going to put treif in your allergy medicine and, you know, whatever. A stam bitter pill doesn't have treif. If the active ingredient is not treif, the odds it doesn't have treif are almost nil. Oh, they put a magnesium stearate, which comes from animals, but they put in less than a 60th magnesium stearate. It's just for the processing. It just makes something process, like not stick to something or something. Anyway, you're right. They do put a magnesium stearate, which might be treif, but less than a 60th. So then it is mutter in all circumstances. Mutter because it's not shchiach to have treif in a stam pill. But what if it's things you know to be treif? Like, for example, there's some vitamins that are known to come from animal sources. Right? What about some vitamins that are known could come from animal sources? They change year to year. Okay, I should have Googled. Someone could Google, you know, which letter vitamins could come from animal sources that you take. Or what if it's people who believe in these nutritional supplement kind of thingies, right? And they take like shark cartilage or like, I mean, the big side of the hakel and all the ones, the fish acid, omega-3 fish, whatever. And the stomach's from trayfish. It's at least probably more than something trayfish. Shark cartilage, etc. The big tzad l'hakel is that I saw once one of the big television stations did an expose on them and discovered that rove time they don't actually put anything into it in the active ingredients, and it's just stop taking your money. So that's big tzad l'hakel. But nonetheless, the horror, the person thinks that there's, you know, there is thing all smart that he thinks they actually put something in. Right? It's not regulated by either the FDA or the. It's not regulated by the FDA or the Department of Agriculture. So therefore, they said, like, rove of the, like, omega fish acid and shark cartilage in this, they just, like, put, like, a mixture of rice and lentils inside, which, I guess, is a cheap thing to put in because they have to put something in it. Anyway, let's say you know it's fish proteins, omega-3, whatever, I don't know what it is, or shark cartilage, all these types of things, which they say they're treif. Or a lot of vitamins could often come from animals, right? So what about those cases? So what if it's a pill with a known treif, shark cartilage, or a shash of a treif? You know, vitamin D could sometimes come from animals, right? Not like penicillin or ibuprofen, etc. So then it depends on the case. If you are a chole mamish, then it's mutter because of shalom kederach hanah, and
is for sure kolokha derchana, and maybe it's also nevela she'ena re'uya leger. So if your mom is sick, then it's okay. What if you're not mom is sick? What if you're a mechush bi'alma? If you're a mechush bi'alma, then it's a little more questionable. If you're a mechush bi'alma, then it's a little more questionable because. Sorry, Leon. Why? Because if you can say it's Bilashin Rilagar, but Shlomo Zalman says maybe it's Usher. And if you can say Shalom Kedar Chachilasam, but you're not sick. Now, the truth is, you can say Ramosha Feinstein says it's Mutter because it's Bilashin Rilagar. And Shlomo Zalman says maybe it's Mutter because Shalom Kedar Chachilasam, even if you're not really sick. So we might have Shach and Kedar Hatter. So this is controversial. Why is this controversial? Because, it's Nevela She'ena Re'uya Leger. It is a machlokes. And Shaloka Derech Achilasan or Hanasan is also machlokes, right? There's no clear heter. It might be Motu because Nevela She'ena Re'uya, but you're not 100% sure. It might be Mother Shalom, but you're not 100% sure. Therefore, that's controversial. And therefore, the Maisa, Nirala, I don't know how often it comes up, but I would say that it's, you know, those who are Mako certainly have plenty to rely on. Yes? So then they for sure wouldn't have heter shalok derech achila, even according to Shlomo Zalman, because they're not sick at all. You're right. That's a good point. If you make the yama, what if you're, a bari mamish, right? There are a lot of people who are taking the bari mamish. Why? Because they have a sheep that takes them. Okay, you never know. Maybe they're right. Who knows? It's not mainstream medicine, but loman hanimna. So what if you're a bari gomer? Then pashtus is that, you know, this is not a hetzer. You know, where Shlomo Zalman wouldn't have said we can be makel on that one sheet that was mentioned by the Venus Adam, based on, you know, the Mordechai scene. So you're right. Then what if you're mechush bi'alma or a bari, which is clearly worse, mechush bi'alma or a bari, then it gets tricky. I mean, again, heter nation really care seems to be okay, but Shlomo Zalman says really edible, and Ramosha says it's a vitamin, it's actually. Yes, or what's a vitamin and what's not a vitamin? You know, nowadays, it's a little tricky, but it could be that whatever's called a nutritional supplement, that's exactly what Ramosha meant, nutritional supplement. If it says medicine, then, you know, Ramosha would be medical. If it says nutritional supplements, you'd be matching. A lot of people are into nutritional supplements nowadays. And again, it's one of these things which not mainstream medicine, but you never know. You know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not postulating whether it's worth taking or not. So again, this is a little controversial as the Baalish and Rulagar, especially nutritional supplements. Shalom Kedach Achilasan. Let's assume it's Shalom Kedach Achilasan. Forget the Achiezer. But still, if it's a Mechush Bialma, Pashtas is no Hector. Shalom Zalman wants to say maybe there is. And if you're totally healthy, then for sure Pashtas is no Hector, unless you're someone on that Das Yochid. So here it's controversial. Halacha lemaisa, those who are makel lemaisa can be makel based on the rule post and mosaic. Heter nevela she'ena re'uya applies. Certainly. However, lanias daiti, I think it is more proper to be machmir, especially since you know there aren't that many things that are known to be treif, and you know usually you can find a substitute. But okay, anyway. In my humble opinion, if you ask, I would say, I would recommend be machmer, but those who are makel certainly have every right to be makel. In general, you could trust the labels. Even if you had, let's say you had a vitamin, not shark cartilage, because shark cartilage, if it says vegan on the side, then you know something's very strange. But let's say you had a vitamin D, and it says vegan approved, whatever. Lemaisa, I think given that, you know, I wouldn't trust in general. I wouldn't go to the store and buy, you know, a frozen dinner and it says vegan approved and eat it. But I think for these things, since really make or din, one can be made, there's a lot to be made anyway. Therefore, if it said vegan, I would trust that. Lemaisa, I would trust that even if it said vegan, even though sometimes they lie, but still, or it's a rove at least. You know, the certainly if it had vegan approved with the seal of a vegan hechsher. You know, there are secular hechsherim for all kinds of things besides kashrus. So certainly had a vegan hechsher, even if it claimed vegan, Lemaisa, I would be made. What about gel caps? Gel caps are tricky because they get into the gelatin issue. And we know gelatin is very controversial. So what to do with a gel cap? So there are different opinions about gel caps here also. Here the question is, are gel caps like tasty medicines? They have good food on them? Or, and maybe gelatin's kosher, maybe it's treif, right? Here it gets tricky. We don't know what the status of gelatin is. We discussed that a little. And it comes up here also in the Prima Gadim. How Prima Gadim maybe Sifsi Das. Days or Dalit or something, we'll see it. Lemaisa, what's with gel caps? Those are Makel and gel caps, certainly what to rely on, because you could say maybe gelatin is mutter, like the Ahiezer Udime, and even if gelatin is usser, maybe it's only usser when it turns into a tasty food product. And here, it's certainly not a tasty food product. So there's a lot of tzad to, there is a tzad, strong tzad to be Makel. However, if you, I don't allow gel caps into my house. If you ask me, I would say that, you know, if you could find an alternative, if you can't find an alternative, maybe you can always find an alternative. So I'd say if you can find an alternative, it's better to be machmir on gel caps. However, there's certainly, you know, those who are makel have the right to be makel. And if there is no alternative, I would take the gel cap. But if there is an alternative, then I would, especially since maybe the gel caps even more shalok derech achilasan, because like it doesn't even taste like anything, it just coats it to go down. So if there's a problem, is there's always an alternative for gel caps. So if there's an alternative, then I would recommend the alternative, you know, but if someone spent a lot of money in gel caps and they're not rich and they ask me if I have to throw it out, I would tell them they don't have to throw it out. Yes? The category of gel. Meaning, the Shach might not discuss that, and the Prima Gadim here in 10 minutes explicitly ties it into gel.
But even
no, most pills actually taste pretty bad because they put in bitter things to prevent kids from eating them and stuff. No? Aren't all pills bitter? And they do that on purpose, I think, so that kids won't think they're candy and eat them. So then there might be more chomer than the regular bitter pills. I have vitamin D pills, but I mean, I bought with Asher. On Amazon, you can find everything with Asher. But they're bitter. So if they're not bitter, then it's, it's still, if it's totally tasteless and, like, not right for eating, I think the Ikudim would still be made. But then you get into more of the gel controversy. Actually, maybe not.
Are gel caps any sort of, like, Chinese food?
I think anything shiny is a gel cap, no? I think anything shiny is a gel cap. Yeah, I'm pretty sure anything shiny is a gel cap. You know, I mean, really shiny. Really shiny. I think anything shiny is a gel cap. They are becoming pretty common nowadays because they smooth it on the way down. Okay. In my opinion, I think if you have an alternative, you should get the alternative.
Maybe I'm just a little confused. Is the issue of gelatin being treif, and that being different than any other
ingredient being treif? Well, you just start out much more makel because, according to many buzzers, gelatin's not treif.
You would still follow the same.
Yes, if gelatin was treif. Okay. Right.
This is all about vitamins, right?
So, and medicine.
But where Moshe is oxidized by vitamins, and so that thing.
Then that makes vitamins much more chummer than regular things, if you know the truth,
you
right? The horror for a mechush, because if it's cholish she'en bo sakana, then even if it's actually, it's still a heter shalok derech achilasa. You only need one heter. One heter is enough. Yeah. In general, in life, one heter is enough.
For some reason, the fact that, like, if a kid or someone like chooses to call, like,
you can control that, Rosh is a bit of a kiddush. What can I tell you?
If some 8 billion be nervous, you, like, check the active ingredient that's called
Rosh. Oh, no, that makes no difference. The fact that it's poisonous doesn't make it not Rosh. If you would have, like, what was it, Snow White?
right? That apple is still right, luckily, even though it has poison inside.
Yeah.
I don't think that something is poisonous. It makes it not Roy Lachila. It's still tasty. Still edible. Yeah, Roy Lachila is not about whether it's healthy. Roy Lachila is about the experience of eating it. Okay, so that's a little bit about medicine. Hopefully we got the basic background. Yes? I say something about the Spark
Gate? I applaud all of someone in the Spark Gate
and
say something about...
Yes, okay, fine. Rabbi Heber is a big rabbi in the Spark Gate. Has a big finished base in the Chavos Das. He wants to say that all of our pills are really Roy Laguerre. Fine. Number three, problem three is, says the Star K, it's considered Roy Lachila based on the Chavos Das. What does the Chavos Das say? He says when something's good to eat, you just mix it with bitter things, it's still called Roy Lachila. It's just mixed with bad things. But be'etzem, the Chefza is Roy Lachila. He says the Chefza is still Roy Lachila, even if it's mixed with bitter things. So you won't say, therefore, all pills are Roy Lachila, and therefore he comes out to be a big machmir. That's printed in Masori Yudalit, printed by the OU, published by the OU. Right? You see how the OU is pluralistic. However, if you look in the journal Tchumen 15, there's an article there by Rav Ariel, I don't remember which Rav Ariel, who argues cogently that he doesn't think that's true. He thinks the Chavos Das only meant to be machmir when you have a stew and you put in some good things and some bad things, then you eat them in one spoon. That's considered still Roy Lachila. But over here in the pill, we chemically combine it with the bitter things. That's not Roy Lachila. So he thinks the Chavos Das doesn't apply here. So the Star K thinks, but I think Pashas that I agree with Rav Ariel. Look again, Masori Yudalid versus Tchumen Tesvav, Rav Heber and Masori Yudalid versus Rav Ariel Tchumen Tesvav. I think the Pashas is A, the Chavos Das might not be right in the first place, even if he is. I think Pashas like Rav Ariel. No, when the Chavos Das meant in the Rambam, the ear but Dvarim Marim is still considered the Chetzer Roy Lachila. That means you take a stew with good, you take a stew, you know, a nice chicken soup, and you, but in that nice chicken soup, you sprinkle in some golden wormwood, and every spoon tastes disgusting, so it has little bits of golden wormwood. But, like, there's still different bits. If you take everything and meld it into one big white solid circle, that's a combination of everything chemically, and some ingredients taste good, some bad, that's all become one chefta. And the chefta is anywhere in Lachilos, that's why I disagree. Versus Rav Ariel in Tchumen Tesvav. Again, you can look those up. I'm more convinced by Rav Ariel on that. Okay, thank you, Binyamin, for reminding me of that side point. Okay, now, Rabosai, let us go on to Siman Kuf Gimel. Everyone ready? Fasten your seatbelts. Aleph, kol dover shetam o pogum, eino osir tarovto, vafilo in tam o pogum atas atmos, from the atmos to mutam moshmach, el shapogim tarovto mutam. Here's the chinesh of tam lefgan. Even something edible, right? What's the example in the Gemara? Right? Chometz into greasin, right? Hot greasin, I think. Now, vinegar is edible. Beans are edible. But when you put the beans into the vinegar, to the beans, it makes them worse. Another example would be, just a modern day example. Imagine you took some treif apple juice and poured it into more than a 60th, 1/30th, into some Johnny Walker Blue Label. Right? Lechor, that's a tam lefgam. The apple juice is perfectly good to eat by itself for a kid. But now you've just ruined your scotch. Right? It's scotch. John, okay. So therefore, even though it's still drinkable, still edible, but since even though the Isser was still good to eat, since it ruined the Taroves, it is motor. That's the term no sing tam lifgam. Adrama, mir dvar machshum kibiryo kigotzbem, ina pugum ba'atzmam, afi shapogma tafshal, and tail feel be'elef. Here's being the chiluk. Remember, we keep talking about the difference between the be'en and the ta'am? What if you have a dover pogum ba'atzmo? That's a birya or a kayotziba. Right, let's say it's a birya. You have a birya. So says the Rambah. Wait a second, let me get this board. You know, now that Binyamin, have you had your second shot yet?
Yeah.
Great. You want another job?
Yeah.
You can be in charge of taking pictures of the board. How good are your photographers? You know, we can start next time. Because
I love trees, though.
What?
I love trees. I mean,
okay.
Isaac's like more new than I am.
Yeah, but you enjoy trees.
But Isaac's already
trees. See, I didn't enjoy taking pictures.
What? Okay. Not as much as Benjamin.
What?
Yeah, but it's been so many years.
Yeah,
I
both sides like this. Says the Rama. Says the Rama on both sides. What does he say? Let's say you have a birma, a birya paguma. What if you have a birya? That's, what does he say? He contrasts two cases of birya. He says, birma, birya, ruya, la'achila, abal pogemes, top shell. What if it's ruya la'achila, but it ruins the top shell? Right? What's an example? You have a, I don't know, Aver Menachai or a Oth Tameh or something, which is perfectly good to eat. It just ruins this tafshel. It's very bad for this tafshel. This tafshel that was ruined because it wasn't supposed to have meat in it. Right? Meat is very bad for this tafshel. So what does Rama say? I'm translating to my words. He says, the ta'am. Does not offer the tafshel to the ta'am of God. However, the end of the birya is still usher. The end is still, let's say like this, oser, oser, kolachatichos, right, in eino makira, meaning it's not bottle. The end is not bottle. If you can't find the end and take it out, then all the pieces that look like it are still usser. Why? Because if it's not pogam legamrei, just pogemes atapshel, that's only a heter on the tam. No, it's tam lefgam. It's not a heter on the be'en. The be'en is still in the bottle of yil be'elef. As opposed to a birya peguma be'atzma. If the birya is peguma be'atzma, again, we paskin, you're not allowed to eat it. Remember? Because of afshere, whatever. If it's peguma be'atzma, then the tam is eino oser, and even the be'en is not oser. Why? Because beguma be'atzma, it's totally not right lachila. Okay, so far seems very innocent. Yes? If you can, you take it out. And
okay.
Yeah. Okay. Now, where does this come up? Remember, this was the Orcha Shulchan. Said the Orcha Shulchan, what do you see from here? If a beer is a bug that's pogama atzma, that's disgusting in and of itself. Most of our bugs are disgusting in and of themselves. Therefore, it's not also the top shulchan, it's bottom. This is the mocker, the famous Orcha Shulchan. What do you do with this, Rama? What did Rama say? Rama said that a birya piguma is batel, right? Even the dufbin is batel. Is betelum. A birya piguma is not just the tam. Even the guf a birya. Ah, so I think it's the tefillah tzaddik at the bottom here who said, I don't understand. Why were all the poskim so worried about bugs and everything? A bug is pogam ba'atzma. It doesn't just give a bad taste to your tafshel. It itself is disgusting and not edible. A bug is not roi lachila, so all bugs should be batel, no din birya. That was exactly the conclusion of the Orcha Shulchan. What did the Rama mean? So one possibility is that the Rama meant that bugs are batel. That's one possibility. The Rama meant bugs are batel. Great heter. And what do you do with that? Says the Orcha Shulchan, this is he agrees, this is his limud schos for the whole world. Right, after all, a bug is batel. Ah, it's a little funny. How about the whole Ramans and Pigdalim and Hilchos Tovah? She never mentioned that bugs are batel. It's a little weird. Like, all of a sudden here in Kuf Gimel, the Ramah should throw in that bugs are batel, not a birya, not in the Siman of birya, and not in the Siman of Tovah. If you look in the Pesach Tshuva, here it quotes a bunch of Rechon, who also understood the Rama that way, but they said, and he's obviously wrong. Besides, a strange one about one line in the Shach, he says, the Teferis Lemoshe, and and the Panim Me'iros also argues on him, and the Chavos Yair, right? These are all Teferis Lemoshe, Panim Me'iros, and Chavos Yair all rejected the Rama. They say it can't be. It's ridiculous. How could it be that all of a sudden you can have a heter for all the bugs? What about all the Rishonim?
However, what's the Pasha Pshat? I don't like either of these Pshat, if you ask me. How could be the Ramah here is saying that a bug is batel, even though it's a birya, and in the whole Siman of Birya didn't say anything. The whole Siman of Toloim, they discussed every single case of why it's usher if it has balad, and they never mentioned, oh, but bugs are really batel. It's not mistaber. What's Pshat? Pshat is like the Gra and the Gilead of our Shah here, that there's all a misunderstanding of the Ramah.
Says the Gra. And the Gilead Maharsha says, no, Ramah was only talking about a an edible birya that rotted, or that got spoiled, let's say, right? When the Ramah says here a birya that's not really lachilas batel, what he means is like an aver menachai that you left out of the fridge and it got rancid, right? Or an oaf tummy that, you know, that died and sat on your roof and started smelling bad. He meant a good birya that spoils, that's taka mutter because the bailish didn't really care. But a bug, even if it's not good to eat, the Torah answered it anyway. How can you say there's a heter of Velishin Riligar for a bug? After all, we're talking here about Velishin Riligar. How could there be a Velishin Riligar for a bug? The Torah asked, even though it's a Riligar. Now, I know the Yoshua would say, we don't mean a head to Shayni Riligar, I mean it doesn't have Hashim's of Birya. But says there, no, a bug has Hashim's of Birya because the Torah answered it as is. What doesn't have Hashim's of Birya? A dead hummingbird that was left in the sun and spoiled. That doesn't have Hashim's of Birya because the Torah answered it before it spoiled. When it's spoiled, then the Torah was never machshev, but the Torah is machshev a bug. So that's pashup shot. Pashup shot is, what's the svara? I think this makes most sense, because otherwise it's just crazy to think the Ramah is all of a sudden backtracking of anyone who ever asked for bugs. So what's the svara? The svara is a bug. The Torah was machshev. However, a ov tami, uchidome, no. The Torah was only machshiv when it wasn't spoiled. The Torah never said anything to be machshiv, a spoiled Aver Menachai, or a spoiled Uf Tameh, or a spoiled Gid HaNasheh, or etc., etc. So I like the Gra's Pshat in the Ramah, right? You can read in the Gra here, says the Gra, I think it's in his Sifkatan. This is a good birya that's spoiled. Etc. Right. Let's not talk about bugs. Okay, so there's three. Either Ramah's talking about bugs and you agree with him or disagree with him. You see, almost everyone's against the Aruch HaShulchan here. Or the Ramah's not talking about bugs in the first place, which is my preferred shot. No, it's like this. When the Torah said you're not allowed to eat bugs, you're not allowed to eat them even though they're disgusting. When the Torah said you're not allowed to eat a hummingbird or a dead or a dead pigeon, right, that died, the Torah only said you're not allowed to eat it when it's good to eat. Otherwise, it was matar because the Vehil didn't really care. So I'm not making any condition. No, only the berry the Torah told you not to eat is chashuv. And we know the Torah told you not to eat a bug, even though it's gross. And the Torah told you you're allowed to eat a hummingbird, if it's gross. Because it's kosher. It's not because it doesn't have chashivas. Okay, you're right. You're right, Irish a little bit diuk. Let me say it better. What's the svara? The svara is that there's no chashivas. You're right. I was not saying what the Russ said. For for disgusting things. The svara of the Russ is a little different. What did the Torah say? That a bug is treif even though it's disgusting. You're right, I was not saying it properly. But an Oof Tame is kosher if it's spoiled and disgusting. And therefore, Yoni, if it's kosher, then of course it's bottled. It's kosher. What's the problem? That's better, right? Correct. That's the whole chat. But it doesn't matter. The Torah said not to eat a bug, even if in your time, if the bug in your, if you think the bug is good to eat, then of course it's not batel because it's good to eat. And if you think it's bad to eat, the Torah asked it anyway. I'm just saying the Torah only meant to asser bugs in times and places when they liked eating them. That's what you're saying. That would be a big fetish. No one assumes that. No one assumes. It's against the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah says explicitly about mice, and there's no reason to differentiate between mice and bugs, I think. Wait, I wonder. Could you make a distinction? What? Because the Torah mentions mice by name and doesn't mention each bug by name. Okay, Ben is suggesting a radical idea. I don't mean radical in the prejudicial sense. I don't mean radical in the philosophical sense, rather. I just mean it's a big chiddush. That maybe the Torah taka never, forget about bittul, the Torah never meant to answer disgusting bugs in the first place. Only bugs that are good, that are tasty. And it's culturally subjective. No one assumes that. It's an interesting svara. But lamaisa, we don't assume that. Yeah, I mean, the Torah asks a lot of things that are gross. I'm not even going to start with the different Gilead Arias. Rashi is to keep your scar. So there could be different reasons, or for weird people. I hear your suggestion. Lamaisa, we don't assume that way, but it's an interesting question. We have to think more about why, I admit. Okay, Sif Beis. Now let's really get into Zatan Lefgam. Begam Zayn Tzor Sheyifgam Legam Reche Kotzlo Achlo. Remember, what if you have a good food that mixes with a good food and it comes out bad? That's the heter of losing time, Lefgam, right? Good Isser, good heter, no, good Isser into good heter, right? What's the actual case of nosing ta'am lefgam? Right? Not gam, but nosing ta'am lefgam. What do you have? You have edible iser goes into edible heter, and the mixture is bad. That's the heter nosing ta'am lefgam. An edible food fell into an edible food, chometz fell into greasin, and the mixture is bad. How bad is the mixture? The mixture is inedible? Could it be that you combine an edible food with an edible food and get something inedible? Yes, but it would be pretty rare. Says the Shulchan Aruch, no way. Ain't sar shiyufim legamei shekatzlo achlo. It doesn't have to be totally ruined so that it's disgusting to eat it. Not everyone agrees with that. The Ra'ah has very radical ideas that hold most of the time with gam. If you want to, I'm betting a bias. Set aside some time for it if you have. I mean, you probably might not. The Ra'ah Taka has a Das Yachid here. Almost Das Yachid. That it's only mutter if it becomes totally inedible. Only in rare cases where you take a good food and a good food and the combination is disgusting. It could be. Sometimes you combine two good foods and the combination is gross. Right? That doesn't even make it. When was the last time a Ra'ah made it into the, discourse, Beis Yosef and on, right? Doesn't make it into Beis Yosef. I'm pretty sure it's not in Beis Yosef here. Doesn't make it into the Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't make it into the Achronim. Okay, that's just for the lumbus. You should know there is another opinion. What's the opinion? The Ra'ah says the Ra'ah only mutter if the mixture, again, by inedible, I don't mean inedible. I mean katzla achlo. It's disgusting. Right, that's what we call inedible. I don't mean literally inedible. People eat a lot of things if they have no choice. I mean, a normal person would say that's disgusting and not fit for eating. However, no one agrees with that. All the other Rishonim, okay, Yishlayim, exactly. The Raimadel says, no, what the Shulchan Aruch say? No, mutter. Even if the mixture is just beforehand. That's the getter. If I mix chumitz and degreesim, and the degreesim are worse than they were beforehand, I mix apple juice into Johnny Walker. And the Johnny Walker is worse than it was beforehand, I mix whatever the case may be. Pepper into something that's worse than it was beforehand, whatever the case may be, that's a heteronos nam lefgam. So it was pogim this tarulas, not pogim lefgam, right? It made it worse. That's what he says. Alafila pogim ktsas. It's only pogim ktsas. Eino osu tarulto. What's the svar? But why? Remember, what's the mocker? The Gemara Nevot is very clear. We learned from the Baal Shem Ligyar. Baal Shem Ligyar means inedible. What does that have to do with a mixture that became a little worse? That's either us says. Only the mixture is gross. That's a weirdo kemta. That any case of nos tam lefgam, the mixture is gross. Okay. Especially, he's going to have to start answering up, a cliche in a binyomo doesn't mean the mixture gross, right? If I cook something cliche in a binyomo, no satam of gum, my food is not gross in the end. Okay, so I have to work hard for that. Pashtas is, even it makes it a little worse. That's true. If I cook in a cliche in a binyomo, maybe it'll give no taste to my food. If it gives any taste, it'll make it a little worse. So, but why? How does this learn from the Baal Shem Ligyar? Why? After all, it's edible, right? I have an edible iser, mixed with an edible hefter, and I come with an edible mixture. It's just worse than it used to be. Pogim tzas. Why should that be mutter? So here's a machlokas between, very famous machlokas between the Rashba and the Ran. Says the Rashba is based on mental beruv. Really, you know why? Because the iser is bittul beruv. Happy at bittul beruv. What about the rule of Tom Kicker, says the Rashba, no. A ta'am that has a negative delta, how do you say that in normal language? A ta'am that makes something worse doesn't count as a ta'am. Just like in the vela that you wouldn't eat doesn't count as the vela, a ta'am that doesn't improve or that damages is not called a ta'am. That it's a hafkos ha-ta'am. That's what the Rashba says. The Rashba says that a ta'am that, a negative ta'am, doesn't count as ta'am. And this is a negative ta'am. It's not groom, but it's a negative ta'am. A ta'am is there to make something taste better. And here it makes it taste worse, even a little bit, even 1 millimeter worse. Right? So that's not a tom. Once it's not a tom, then if there's no tom, bittul beruv. Right? Hafkas ha-tom. That's my words, not his. And therefore, and if there's no tom, again, there is tom. It just makes it a little worse. A tom that makes something a little worse is not called a tom. If there's no tom, then the iser is batel beruv. So if the Rashba is bittul beruv and you're just mafkia the tam, you ignore the tam. How can you ignore the tam? Just like the Baal Shem Ligyar, just like treif that's not good for eating, doesn't count as treif. A tam that's not good for adding tam, that doesn't have a good effect of tam, doesn't count as tam. Except for the Rashba, it's not a heter of beef treif. It's a hafkas ha tam. Once the tam is mafka, but bittul beruv. The Ran has a different word. Says the Ran, no, nothing to do with Tom Kicker. Says the Ran, what's the principle behind a Baal Shem Ligyar? The principle is it's only usher to eat treif if you're nen, if you benefit from the treif. When I eat something gross, I don't benefit. That's the Ran. It's only usher to eat treif if I'm nen. And by the Baal Shem Ligyar, I'm not nen. You know what? Here also, I'm not nen. Let's think about this Johnny Walker. I drink this Johnny Walker. Am I nana from the treif apple juice? No. I'm nifsud. I'm from the treif apple juice. I'm not nana from the iser because I'm not benefiting from the iser. I'm losing out from the iser. Now, the iser is perfectly good. The hetter is perfectly good. But lemaisa, how do you know if you're nana from something? Am I better off with it or without it? I was better off without it. So I'm not nana from the iser. Again, that's one way of looking at nana. Says the Ran. The principle is that it's that an iser you are not
aren't you? Don't. Benefit from eating is mutter. It's mutter if you don't benefit from eating it. And here, you don't benefit from the trays because you were better off without the trays. And in this case, you don't benefit from the trays.
Okay, two different principles. For the Rashba, the principle is Bittul Berov. It's just, remember, we had a Riki Beger once, so all time of Gan is based on Bittul Berov. Okay.
Might not be so posh, there might be a difference between when the end gets mixed in and when just the time of the Alma gets mixed in. But it's based on Bittul Berov. Chometz falls into Greasin, makes them a little worse. Why is it mutter? Because the Chometz is Bittul Berov to the Greasin. Ah, Tom Kicker. No, it's not called the time if it made it worse. For the Ran, no, it doesn't do Bittul Berov. The chometz is there in the Greasin, because Tom Ke'ekar gave a Tom to the Greasin. It's just since you, it was a 20 hanah to eat the Greasin before the chometz. Now it's only 19 hanah to eat it. So therefore, you're losing out from eating the chometz instead of benefiting from eating the chometz. Therefore, it's mutter, because you're not benefiting from eating it. What's the nafgamina between the Rashba and the Ran? So, one nafgamina at least. There could be many nafgaminas. But let's see. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch. He starts out with the Rashba. Yesh Misha Omer. And it seems to be the Yesh Misha Omer is how he's passing. Like the Hainu Dav, Belchishenis Arab Isra Moon Hetu Ruba. That's only if the Isra is the Mir and the Hetu is the Rov. Because for the Rashba, you need Bit the Rov. Avil Isra Meruba to Hetu Muat. But if the Isra is the Rov, Avil Mechzal Mechzal, even if it's half and half. Ain omrin no sin tam lefgam mutter. Then there's no heter no sin tam lefgam. Actually, if gom lefgam rishen rachel, unless it makes it totally inedible. If it's totally inedible, that's a heter. But no sin tam lefgam is only mutter if you have rov heter. What if ain shama moshe shalisho tam levad? What if you don't have the mamash of the yisur? You only have the tam of the yisur. What does that mean? Let's say you cooked in a pot with yisur that's no sin tam lefgam. You didn't put in the actual yisur, just the tam came out of the pot. Or you dropped a piece of it to Isser into your vegetable soup and then fished it out. No Isser went into your vegetable soup. Just some of the tam came out of the Isser to your vegetable soup. In that case, afilo Isser meruba heter muat mutter and pogin tzas. Even if the Isser is more and the heter is less, it's mutter as long as it makes it a little worse. Why? Because if all you have is tam be alma and you don't have any be'en going in, then once you're mafkia the tam, there's nothing. You don't even need bits of pro. It doesn't exist. Right? So what does he say? So what's one nafkamina? What if you have mechza al mechza? What if you have half and half? Or certainly if you're a fluid. What if you have half and half? In that case, according to the Rashba, you would say that no same time with God is lesser. So if you have half and half, let's say 10 ounces of chometz fell into 10 ounces of greasing. If you have half and half, there's no bit of rov, so it's lesser. Although he admits that's only if you have the end. If you have only tam, meaning no ben of Isser goes into your heter, just a tam reaches out of Isser into your heter, so that if it's not a tam, it doesn't exist, right? But if it's only a plate of the alma, then mutter. Because, again, let's say I have a 20-ounce pot, and I cook in it 5 ounces of kosher. And the pot is no sin tam lefgam to the kosher. Ain't a binyom. 20 ounce pot ain't a binyom. I cook 5 ounces of kosher. So why don't we say, rov is the isser for the rash, but 20 ounces of taste of treif come out of the pot and only 5 ounces of kosher? No, that can't count as a rov because no actual treif went in. It's still 5 ounces of kosher. It's just got taste of 20 ounces of treif. And since the taste doesn't count as taste, then nothing exists. Right? Disembodied taste doesn't exist if it's lefgam. Taste with a be'en, the taste doesn't exist with lefgam, but the end is still there, and the end needs bittul berov. That is the Rashba. The Ran might say, and the Ran might say, right? We're not sure. He doesn't explicitly discuss this, but maybe he would say mutter. I don't care if it's half and half. As long as I'm worse off than I used to be, let's say these greasin used to be 20, they used to be $5 hanah. Now, exactly half and half chometz gets into the greasin. Now they're only $4 worth of hanah. So then there's still, then maybe they'd still be mutter. Maybe they'd still be mutter. Half and half, I'm not sure what the chazan should say. Do you remember? Okay, maybe they still be altered. That could be one nafka mina. Let's go to another. However, the Shach points out, what if you have the seer, the brine, like the juice of the iser goes into the heter, then that counts as the end. That's not tama. Tama only means invisible, disembodied. If juice comes out, right, then that counts as real iser. Okay. Like, for example, let's say I'm salting or barbecuing treif, and then all the juices drip down into the heter, and I'm losing time left gone, but there's more juice of treif for equal amounts. Then it would be treif for the rashba. Fine, that should be bashed. What's the other nafka mina? This yesh mishachochech lomar. Yesh mishachochech, some people suspect that perhaps you could say shem higdol ish midaso shul heter shumashbiach yosef sheochlo begodel midaso mimashu pogim mehefsetamo asar shipasim lechola adam. That's the other nafka mina of the Ran. Another nafka mina could be, what if you, the increased volume outweighs the decreased tastiness. Meaning, I have my grease in, I add some chometz, or whatever the case may be. I have my grape juice, and I pour in some apple juice, treif apple juice into kosher grape juice. Taka, it doesn't taste as good now. It tastes a little pugum. But it's worth it because I used to have 60 ounces. Now I have 62 ounces, or now I have 70 ounces or 80 ounces. 80 ounces with a little worse taste is better than 60 ounces with a better taste. That could be, but not a crazy case. I don't know. Not necessarily a crazy case. Yeah. I have, sometimes the taste could be a little worse, but it's worth it because I have more volume, right? Sometimes people buy the thing that's cheaper per ounce, even though it doesn't taste as good. Not so crazy. So the Rashba should say mutter. Why? Because you separate the taste from the be'en. The taste made it worse off. The taste is worse. So there's no time. Once there's no time, the be'en is batel b'ruv. Right? I add 50 ounces of, I don't even know what, 50 ounces of apple juice to 60 ounces of Coca-Cola. It doesn't taste as good, but you know what? It's worth it because now I have 110 ounces. The Rashba would say it doesn't matter. The taste made it worse, so there's no taste. Once there's no taste, 50 to 60 is multiple rule. The Ram would say, what do you mean, you're nana? You're better off than you used to be. So the Ram would say, also, that's the Yesh Mishachochech Le'achmir. That's the Ram. Halach Lamaisa, it's not exactly so clear how the Mechaber means to be Machria, but the Chronim assume we're Machria both ways. It's pretty rare that would ever happen. Or Machmer both ways. By the way, another interesting nafkamina could be, I'm not guaranteeing, but it could very well be, this is dependent on how you think everyone's Machria, the question of, okay, Halacha L'maisa doesn't seem to do this, the Machaber is Mahalach, at least. Interesting question, is Milsing Tamlach Gamboter on Pesach? That, by the way, is a big, big, big shayla. I cook in a chametz tekliche in a ben yomo. Right? I accidentally cook in a chametz tekliche in a ben yomo. Or any other weird case of Nosin Tam of Gam. You could also have weird cases of Nosin Tam of Gam. Some good old Johnny Walker, chametz, spills into my apple juice. It's Nosin Tam of Gam. Right? It's clearly bad for apple juice. So is that mutter on Pesach? Is that bottle on Pesach? Or much more likely case, I accidentally cooked in a chametz tikli, but it's ain't a benyamah. Is that mutter on Pesach? Big machlokas, adegam was between Ashkenazim and Sfardim. Sfardim we make, Ashkenazim are machmer. It could be there's also a lot of Rechonim suggest there's a nafkamina, although Rechaber's not going to work out. But you could say another nafkamina could be, maybe you could say another nafkamina, is how about no seitan lifgam of chametz on Pesach. If you hold like the Rashba, then you might say usher. Why? Because the whole point of no seitan lifgam is you pretend there's no time. Once there's no time, it's batel b'ruv. But in Pesach, it's not batel b'ruv. Even without time, it's not batel b'ruv. There's nisr mashu in Pesach. There is no batel b'ruv in Pesach. That's all chomer Pesach. Even though you can't taste it, it's still not batel. So here, you can't. It's as if you can't taste it. It's still not batel. However, if you hold like the Ran, then l'chor, it should be mutter. What do you mean? You're not nene from it. I'd be better off without it. The heter should still apply to Pesach.
Okay, each of these sides is controversial, but I'm just saying that some Achronim suggest that, you know, we can analyze it more, but we're not going to now. Okay, that's the famous machlokas between the Ran and the Rashba. Yes. One can find many other Nafkinas as well, but we're not going to go into it now. What? What if it's poisonous, according to the Ran? Maybe you'd say you're not Nana. Again, it's what I said before. That's an interesting fart. I'm not sure. Question is, what do you mean by Nana? Nana within the marechet of, you know, your tongue and your stomach, you know, and your throat of tastiness? Or Nana b'derech klal? No, but adding volume means you get to taste more. You get to swallow more, right? That's still Hanos Goru. And volume is still Hanos Goru, right? The question is, I'm a little just nervous to England over salt. What if you eat French fries and gives you a heart attack? And what if, you know, because we're going to have to draw the line someplace. What if you eat it and you lose a bet? No one's going to say that affects whether it's mutter or usser. Right? So, we're going to have to draw the line someplace. That's why I'd like to draw the line just the Hanos Goru. Not the effect on your health long term or even short term. Although I could see maybe it's thinking short term. How long does the poison take to kill you? Right? The difference kills you immediately or in a year? You know, I don't know. I'm afraid of having to draw that line. Okay. Two other points in this. If says Rama, it says the Machaber in the end. Well, before we get to the Rama, the Bamedvar Mamurim they point out is not really a continuation of the Rashba and the Ram. Just a side point. Shapogam mitchlas v'atzofa. When is there a hetter of Tamlif Gam? When it's pogam from the beginning till the end. Although mishpiach from sof pogam or pogam sof mishpiach aser. Okay, that's all. So you're the nice week asking if it's pogam at first, but then turns into shebach, that's aser. If it's shebach at first and then turns into pogam, that's also aser. That's how we paskin. It's only aser if it started out pogam and it's still pogam. Let's say that, meaning as long as it started out pogam and it stays pogam the whole time, that's aser. Once it turns shebach for 1 minute, sorry, that's mutter. Once it turns shebach for 1 minute, now it becomes aser. The shach here is an interesting, controversial shach, Sivkat and Beis. What are the shach saying, Sivkat and Beis? He says something which the Prima Gadamir brings down the Achronim. It's very tricky. The Achronim argued whether the shach was right or wrong and what the shach was talking about. And then it becomes very complicated. Like, what's your shita? First, you have to know every Achron, what they hold, and then what they think the shach meant, and then whether they think the shach was right or wrong. We're not going to go through all the shitas, and that's what he is. He has a cute line here that the Pri Chadash said about the Minchas Kohen and the Sifsei Kohen, Ishtabash Kahani, which is from our parak, Morning Seder, in Tzachim, that they were both wrong, but maybe they weren't both wrong, maybe just misunderstood them. Halach Lamaisi talks about what about, says the shachs have gotten bays. He says, is it not Sifkan Beis? 1 second. I was looking at Taz. Yes, Shach Beis. What about Dor She'ena no Sintam lo Lishvach lo Lifgam? What if it's not no Sintam lo Lishvach or Lifgam? Says Shach Osir. But we're not sure what he meant. There are two kinds of Eno no Sintam lo Lishvach lo Lifgam. What are those two kinds? I will report in a moment. 1 second. Someone want to tell me how they can interpret in more than one way the phrase "Eino Nosin Tam Lo Lishvach Lo Lifgam"? How would you interpret that?
The tam is not detectable in its volume.
Lo Lishvach Lo Lifgam. No, because we're not talking about mitzvah shishim or kfeilo. We're talking about something. No matter what the volume is, not Nosin Bein Lishvach Lo Lishvach Lo Lifgam. What are two ways to interpret it? Either it's tasteless. What about tasteless things? Or, how else could you interpret it? No, because then we know, he knows we've discussed. Neutral, you can taste it, but it's not better or worse. Just different, right? We all know how to be politically correct, right? Not better or worse, just different, right? So what if it's not better? What does he mean by this? So it's not clear what the shach means, depending on what he means by it, whether he's right or wrong. So let's just say, what are the two possible meanings? One meaning is tasteable, but not better or worse, just different. That could be. You ask change the taste. Is it better or worse?
I know it's different. It's not better or worse.
That everyone agrees. Pretty much all the everyone agree. That's usher. That's not nosik tam lufgam. What do you mean? It's a new taste. It's a different taste. That's called lishvach. But what about the case of something that is tasteless?
Why is it so good?
Well, it's definitely not lufgam. And lachomer, the heter is only if it's lufgam. But I don't know of any achronim who are making that, but maybe I didn't look hard enough. You look up all the people in the Prima Gunner here in Sifsei Das Base. What? Yeah, because I'm still mad from it. I'm getting a certain taste, yeah. Even for the Rashba, like, I just don't know if you say that's not called a tam. Okay, how if it's tasteless? If it's tasteless, the Prima Gunner says here, this is the exact machlokas we had in Watsugya. When do we discuss tasteless things? Whether when you mix them into your food, they make it usur. Nishtam doesn't have to be tasteless. This is really machlokes of a gelatin, right? Right. They take gelatin. They take good treif skins, or nowadays pig skins, etc., and or whatever they do, and they make them tasteless by processing them with all kinds of acids, etc. That is a big machlokes, and that's the Prima Gunna brings the same machlokes. Look. This is the, what does a tasteless thing ask for the Torah or not? This is the old machlokas about gelatin. He brings down the same sheet as here that he brings there in Sifrei Pei Zayin, and we know we already discussed how we, you know, are not exactly sure how to paskin, but the meaning is to be machlokas by gelatin. Okay, so by tasteless, it's controversial, but lemaisa, if it's not better or worse, just different, all the achronim, to the best of my knowledge, are machlokas. Okay, and you could look in your notes and review the sugya of Hajel. Let's go on to the Ramah. And if you're interested, I don't think it's necessary. You can look in the Sifsei Das and look up every Achron, which one they thought the Shach was talking about. Simple shot is the Shach was talking about tasteable, not better or worse, just different. He was saying it's usher. But the Shach holds that it's tasteless. He thinks it's mutter, because we saw that by Jel, that the day of the Shach was pretty clearly the Achmer, even though the Prima Gunna tried to get out of it. Okay, Ramah. Yay, Shomer. Avagasha Isser, no Sintan Lifgamba, Machol Motor, Mikol Makom, Hakadeira Asura, Bishl Bacharka, Tokmes, Ace Tapshal, Isser, Risha, no Sintam, Lishvach, Nasser, Tapshal, Shanian, Lohoya, Boshishim, Negat, Ha Isser, Ha Risha, Avalamira, Tapshal, Risha, Pekaf, Tapshal, Hakar, Kaf, the Tapshal, Shanish, Gam, King Pogam, Lo Nasser, Kadera, Timbador, Shane, Lotam, Kwal, Okay. The last part of the Ramah is a shmizi part. Something that has no tam at all, like when you cook the dvash and it has bee legs inside, doesn't asher the kedir at all. Why not? Because no tam comes out of the bee legs. Right? So that's bullshit. No tam comes out of the bee legs. How can it asher the kedir? No tam came out of it. Meaning, everyone agrees. Let's review here. If you have a tasteless thing, let me just review this. There are two cases of tasteless things. If you cook a solid, tasteless isser in your tavshil, and then remove it, like the bee's legs, which you would strain out, then pashut, that no ta'am transferred to the top shell. That's pashut, because you remove the bee's legs. The only thing is ta'am that came out of them, but no ta'am came out of them, so they have no ta'am. Ta'am can't come out of something without ta'am. You don't even need bittul. If something has no ta'am, and the be'en you removed, then nothing came out of it. What's the machlokas is what if you melt like gelatin, right? You take this, you melt the tasteless isser into your food. This is the machlokas achronim about gelatin. That's machlokas achronim if you melt it into your food, or the weird case of the shach, if you actually eat the pieces with it, like you leave the bee's legs in there. and you might accidentally eat. Oh, no, these legs are different because they start out. Okay, if you melt it, your food passes, that's a gelatin controversy. Even though gelatin has no taste, it's in there because you melted it in, or any other type of isser that was tasteless and processed, whatever you melt into your food, that's a gelatin controversy. Okay, and that's, this Rama says, that's the Rama. So, Sif Beis, this is the Prima Godin, Sif Sein Das, Sif Katan Beis, and this is also Prima Godin, Sif Sein Das, Sif Katan Beis, and this Lachor, in my opinion, I think is what the Shach is talking about. But everyone has their own idea what the Shach is talking about. Now, let's go to the complicated part of the Rama. What do the Rama say? It's not really so complicated. Just complicated until you understand it. What? What? You don't have to give your life, you just have to work your life. So, here's the first case of the Rama. What happens? You have Isser into Heter. And this is Nosin Tam Lefgam. And then, obviously, from the heter, it flows into the kedera, because the heter is cooking in a kedera, right? So you would think, until you read this Rama, that this pot is mutter. That's what you would think, that the pot is mutter, because it only got enough satam of God. But says the Rama, this pot is usher. Why? Why is this pot usher? Because of what follows. Because, let's say, you know, later, you cook another heter in this pot. Let's say later you cook another heter in this pot. And the iser is no sin tam l'shvach, the second heter. Then what happened here? This heter was tchilasa l'fgam. It first was pogim into this, then it went into the pot. Then later, it was mashbiach, this. So that's pogim with sulfish biach, so it's usser. So now this pot is usser, because you might cook something and it will become usser. Right? Now it depends what you cook in the pot. If you only cook the same kind of thing, you'd like the chometz into grease. I don't know, what is chometz good for? Make up something else. You know, what? Cholent. Chometz is good for cholent. Salad.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, okay, fine. Pot and the chometz will be good. So that's pogum sulfish biach. So therefore, the pot is straight because you never know what you might cook and then you don't want to get into trouble. Any pot that if you might cook the wrong thing and it is usser, is straight. Yes, because it first fell into this heter, and it was lefgam, and then later it fell into here, and was mashviach. I mean, I'm not sure how much I literally care if it's also lefgam or lefshviach, as long as you admit that if it mixes with one thing, it's lefgam, and it mixes with something else, it's mashviach, then it's usher.
Sure, but it's something
that's okay, yeah, okay, I'm not, I mean, that's what the Achronim say, but it's not necessarily ma'akev, correct. I agree. Okay. Now, two details in Kisrei Tshuva, which I don't want to get so into. Number one, fascinating question. Rama said, Shaha Isra Rishon knows the Motam L'Shvach. The Isra Rishon is L'Shvach in here. What if the Isra Rishon was L'Fgam, but this Heter is L'Shvach in here? And we're Ashkenazim. Do we say this is Hanan so much that it's Mashbiach in here that makes it Usher? That's Machlokes in Kisrei Tshuva, but the simple Shad is we Paskin know. As long as the Isser is no Satan Lefgam, even if the Heter is no Satan Lefgam, we don't care because Hanan is not worse than the Isser it came from. That's a general rule. Hanan is not worse than the Isser it came from. So it just depends if the Isser is no Satan Lefgam. Ayin Sham. Another interesting discussion of Kisrei Tshuva is, and here we're going to take Rama a little Lavdavka perhaps. He says you need Shishim, Asser, unless this Heter is 60 times the original Isser. says the Pesachei Tshuva, quoting someone less famous. Who's the Pesachei Tshuva quote here? He quotes from the, a little famous, Lushe Shrud, but it's also in the, I don't know why I didn't quote the Chavos Das. It's Chavos Das right here all the time. I don't know why he doesn't also quote Chavos Das. He usually quotes Chavos Das. Anyway, the Lushe Shrod and the Pesachei Tshuva and the Chavos Das both say Lefi Cheshvan. This part is the Ramah. This part is the Pesachei Tshuva and the Chavos Das. Remember Lefi Cheshvan? What does that mean? Let's say there was originally 2 ounces of Isser, and now there's 100 ounces of Heter. You might think, oh, that's Usher, 2 or 100, 150 is Usher. No, but Lefi Cheshvan, if originally it was 2 and 18, then it's only 10% Isser. If it's 10% Isser, then let's say the pot is only 10. So the pot can only be 10% Isser, so there's only one Isser in the pot, Lefi Cheshvan. So then when you cook, it's 1 to 100, and it's Mutter. Okay, we've read those, we're good at math. Lefi Cheshvan is intuitive without anyone telling you. If you're not good at math, then it's a real challenge. And we can go over it later. I can tutor your math later. Anyway, but Lefi Cheshvan. Okay, let's go back to the Ramah. What was the interesting part of the Ramah was this case. What if you have Isser? Went into Heter. Went into a Kaf. That Kaf went into another Heter. And that Heter was being cooked in a Kedira. Yeah, but we don't rely on Tashmish of Shefa.
So
the pot is always Usher. No, the Cheshvan is a heter on the food that you cook B'diyat. Not a heter on the pot. Okay. What if this was Nosin Tam Lefgam, and this was also Nosin Tam Lefgam? Says the Ramah. Now, this is Mutter, this is Usher. That's the Chiddush Dharma. This pot is Mutter. Why is this pot Mutter? After all, maybe you'll cook in this pot something else that the Isra will be Mashbiach. Why is this pot Mutter? Exactly. Hetera. Right? Meaning Hetera doesn't have to mean something that gets a Mutter. It can be Mutter because it knows the Nam of God. That's also called Hetera. Right? Exactly. Because it's not Parnat. Hetera. I know I didn't say what Binyamin said, but I'll get it. I said almost what Binyamin said. Not Bernat de Hetera. Why not Bernat de Hetera? Because it went into the Heter. The truth is, in the Kaf, it was also really Mutter. It was Mutter be Etzim in this Kaf, because it only observed Talmud Gam, which is Usher, because you might use it for the wrong thing, right? Meaning, it is theoretically Mutter, this Kaf. But practically Usher, why? Because I might stick it into the wrong kind of thing, same as this pot. Theoretically, this pot is Mutter. Why? Because it got a Tam Lefgam. It absorbs from something where it's bottled in Tam Lefgam. However, it's Usher because it might lead to a Shemach. So this calf is theoretically Mutter, but Usher it might lead to a Shemach. When you got lucky, you stuck it in something where it was also Pogim. So now, Barnat, a lot of not Barnats, de Hetera. And therefore, this pot, even if this pot, where the Isser, no saying bo, ta'am l'shvach, even if, it would still be mutter. Why? Because they got a tamal shvach before not burn up the Isser, the Hetera, so it's okay. That is the big discussion in the Nevi Yehuda here. The Nevi Yehuda is more machber, at least in some cases like this. You think the time goes straight from the Kaf to the Kedera, all the Achronim reject it. Ah, yes, correct. In this case, you're right. Okay, l'chor, but it's going to depend on what we're about to say. Here, the Taz attacks the Ramah, not what the Ramah says, but the Taz attacks what the Ramah doesn't say.
right? The Taz attacks with Rama doesn't say. What do I mean by that? Says the Taz, what's the deal with Rama? Let's look at the deal, right? There must have been anything less than this would be us, sir. That's a valid deal, right? What's the deal for the Rama? Yes, sir. Into Heter. And this was a Tam Lishvach. Right? Into Kaf. Into Heter. Into Kedera. And this was a Tam Lishvach. Right? So it's less than it would be Usher. Right? That's a Dikura. This Kedera would be Usher. Here the rest of the Pasha. This is Usher. This is Tam Lishvach. This is Usher. This is Tam Lishvach. This is Mutter. Right? That's the Diyuk of the Rama. This is the Diyuk of the Rama. It's a good Diyuk. Says the Taz, no, you're wrong. Says the Taz, you're wrong. That case would also be Mutter. Says the Taz, you're wrong. This case would also be Mutter. Says the Taz, Mutter, because of not the Tera, says the Taz. Not. That's the Taz's tiny against their great left tiny against their Rama. He says, why do you need multiple steps? Two steps would have been enough. And in that case, according to some people, if it had touched directly, it would be worse. But we're not getting into that. Well, right. Well, there are two steps enough. Why do you need extra steps? Why do you need three steps? Two steps enough. So, how would you defend the Rama? Anyone defend the Rama? The diuk in the Rama is that it's Osir, and the Taz says, but it should be Mutter. So, how do you defend? How do you defend the Rama? How do you defend the Rama? Yitzchak / Dina Kudusa Kesef. Okay, maybe we'll give credit to Dina Kudusa Kesef. Not that I'm judging which Gedolim are greater. Just chronological order. An order of receipt of signatures chronological. So says Dina Kudusa Kesef. He says, no, we're machmer like the Rivan. Ashkenazim are machmer l'chachilo, not banat. What's his chiddush? And here the Minchus. Yeah. Them, this is called the Chachila, just as it's called the Diyavet, right? He says, no, because Ashkenazim are Machmirim on a two-step, not Barnat, L'Chachila. That's the first defense of the Rama. And this is controversial, because what does this mean? It means if you have a not Barnat and ends up in a Kli, that Kli is Treif. Because of the Chomer, the Ashkenazim. And I said, no, the Ashkenazim were just Machmer. So don't mix it with milk. They weren't Machmer, the Treif of the Kli. That's the Michlas Yaakov disagrees. He said, no, the Ashkenazim, Chomer like the Rivan was just, if you have not Barnan and rice, don't eat the rice with milk. It wasn't to say your Kli is Treif. Okay, the Shach thinks the Chomer of Ashkenazim can even say the Kli is Treif. And remember how the Chavos Das would defend this Ramah? There was a Chavos Das in the first place, Chuvin Simon says, Sadi Hey, who defends the Rama. I don't think he says it here, but elsewhere he says defends the Rama here. Are you sure this is called two steps? Why are these two steps not such a good two steps? Because they're simultaneous. The Kaf is in the Heter while the Heter is in the Kedera. This is what the Chavos Das called Namranam B'Shas Bishul, meaning B'Shas Bishul Echad, right? Simultaneous steps don't count as two steps. That's why he needed three steps. This is really only one step. Says the Chavos Das, he says, two simultaneous transfers only count as one. This is one of the rayas for the Chavos Das. Apparently, both the Taz and the Shach don't agree with his Chavos Das. Is the deal. The Chavos Das does. He thinks Rama agrees with it, right? Maybe this only counts as one step. The Kaf is in the Heter, in the Kedera, all at once. Okay, so, question is, why Rama asked, what's the deal? The Taz said, Rama's wrong. Two steps is Mutter.
Shach says, no, the Rambam is right. Two steps to also chachila, and that means even a container is also chachila, not just food. And the Chavos Nach says, that's not two steps, this is one step. Whatever happens simultaneously is only one step. Okay, that's the two different ways to defend the Rambam against the attack of the Taz. Let us then go weiter. Se'if Gimel. This is the whole sugya, but halacha l'maisa, it's exceedingly simple. Afila in koach be'isser levado lifgum al yidei debar achashe v'sayokun shenofal isser l'kdir shish ba'melech otavlin otavlin merubin. Meduchin doesn't make sense, but you see how merubin turned into meduchin. Ve'al mole emelech otavlin shvalo v'ay koach be'isser lifgum afila hachi motor. Says, it doesn't, he says, even if it's because of some other ingredient, it's so-called lifgam. Let's say, I don't know, applesauce falls into, I'm just making things up, don't expect this to actually work. Applesauce falls into cookie dough. And if there wasn't salt, it would have been mashbiach. But now if there's salt, it's poge. We don't say, well, theoretically, it would be mashbiach. No, lemaisa, tachlis, ba'asher rusham, it's poge. Says the shach, so to the other way around. Let's say it would have been poge, but because of the pepper, it's mashbiach. Basically, the principle is very clear. That there are, it's machlokes in the Gemara. It could have been more complicated, but the way we pass it is very poshut. If Isser falls into Heter, we don't look at what would have been theoretically if it had less salt, less spices, more spices. We look at Ba'asher Husham. If what it actually is was Mushbach, it's Lushbach. If what it actually is was Nifgam, it's Lifgam. Very simple. Done. Shem Advash, yes. So what that means is that if I add, let's say right now it's Pogin because there's not enough salt. If I add salt, now it's going to be Mushbach, and now it'll be Sofer Lashbiach. Then it'll turn Usher. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, clever. You know, they'll tell me that that's questionable. But we all like Rabbi Akiva Eger. He has a clever Eitzah. What if applesauce falls into your whatever it is and is poking? Bottle. 1 to 30, but it's bottle. But you have to add salt. And once you add salt, the applesauce is now going to be Mashbiach. What do you do? So he says, no problem. Just add another 30 cookie dough first. And then by the time it's Mashbiach, it'll be bottle Shishim. No, it's already bottle. You're allowed to, if something's already bottle, you're allowed to cause it to stay bottle. Okay, so that's what you do in that case. Right, that's where Rabbi Akiva Eger, I think right here. Yes, right here. Dalit. This is very controversial. Dalit is very controversial. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah has a whole discussion of the Vash of Goyim and Shemin of Goyim. Shemin of Goyim used to be Usser, then they retracted the Usser. Vash of Goyim, they always mastered. Right, Shemin of Goyim is Usser in the Mishnah, but then Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya mastered it. And Vash of Goyim is much in the Mishnah. Gemara says, what's the problem? You think they mixed in? Let's assume, like most of them, they mixed in Yayin Esach, Trefon. No, no, it would have ruined it. You think they cooked it in Goyim Shekalim? No problem. Cooking in Goyim Shekalim was no problem because of those in Tam Lefgam. So it was Pashim. Goya Shekalim are not a problem in Dvash and Shemin because there's no Sintam Lefgam. The forest black and white Gemara Avodah Zarah. There's just two ways to interpret it. In order to know the two ways of interpreting it, you'll have to either learn the Rishonim or wait until we erase the board. Someone to tell me the two ways of interpreting it. If I cook my Dvash and Shemin in a this is the makar of a rule that people think is found in Shas, but it's not. I mean, if it is, this is what it says in Shas. This rule is not found in Shas, but almost all the Rishonim say it is found in Shas. Shas says, no Sintam Lefgam. Maybe it's Lishvach. No, must be just Ainu Benyomos, no Sintam Lefgam. How do we know it's Ainu Benyomos? Stam Kli Ainu Benyomos. We pass against the Mekokha base. Stam Kli Goyim Ainu Benyomos. Right? That's how we pass against. I'll read you some Kof Kof Beis. Se'if something. If you have time, you should go through some Kof Kof Beis over Shabbos, which is Dinei Nos and Tam Lefgam B'Kelim, but we're going to cover the Iker things. Tokidei Simikof Gimel. Stam Kof Kof Beis Evav, Stam Kli Ovi Kochav Meim Bechezgas She'enom B'nei Yoma. Lefika Chum Hover Nishtam Shem Kodem Hechsher Atam Shom Lefter. Therefore, if you did something wrong and used them without kashering them, still chachila you're not allowed to use a cliche in a binyomo. Anyone want to remind me why the chachila you can't cook in a cliche in a binyomo if it's no sintam lefgam? The Gemara says the very end of the Zavzavos are zero in a binyomo, it's a binyomo. So you can't cook in any treif kli, but if you did, it's always mutter because stam kli in a binyomo. And the achronim say it doesn't mean only goyim. Stam kli and Jews are also in a binyomo. I mean, stam. Not if you know otherwise. If you know, you know, but it's not. Let's say you know. No, this guy's factory, he always cooks in his clay, trays every day. And then you know. But it's not clay. You go to someone's house, they're not from, or they're a guy, and they make you hard-boiled eggs. You can eat the hard-boiled eggs. Oh, they cook in trays pot. Stomp clay in a manual. You can't cook in their pots, the chachila. You can't tell them. They say, would you like me to cook you an egg? You can't tell them, because you're not allowed to have a shliach doing a bigger for you, the chachila. That is if Zion, no. So Zion is what I said, Kishim Sal Klaim Sal Chomi Nim Le Yoma Kastam Kilim Shalom Nim Cheshin Ben Yoman. But, yeah, it's in the Sif Lom, he said, Afikain Osor Lom Rol Okom Bashal Yirach Tzu Kei Rascha. You can't tell a guy to cook for you, because that's telling them to the Aveira of the Chachila using it. Okay, but if you go to your Goyish friend's house, or your non-Jewish cousin's house, your non-from cousin's house, or non-Jewish cousin's house nowadays, and they make your hard-boiled eggs, you can eat them. They already cooked it, but the evidence is not clean and available. You know, it's not clean a house. Terry's supposed to know clean a house. Something in Benyomo, or anything else. I can't think of anything else they could cook you that you know was kosher. I don't know, they cooked your pasta in their pot, and you saw all the ingredients were kosher after they cooked it. Right? Then you can eat it.
That's the point of the idea. This is that's more of a dairy meal.
I don't remember saying that.
In the context of your, when you have the case of the kindergarten where you have relations, do you want to have.
Yeah, no. No. That's not what he said at all. What he said is, if you cut it under the fleshik knife, it's pashut and Rabbi Kiva Eger, then you have to wait 6 hours because it doesn't stick in your throat. But if you're already fleshik and you're cutting onion with a milchik knife, then you might think, since the milchik onion and you have fleshik stuck in your throat or between your teeth, it should be usur. But if anybody knows, it's still mutter. But he wasn't saying what you were saying. Anyway, so let's go back to. I was going to read some more. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara says that the vash, the shemen, shebishlu, the clay akum, or shebishlu goyim. The chleihem is mutter because of nosei tam lefgam. Why is it nosei tam lefgam? So Rov Rishonim say, "Kastam kelim lav b'nei yoman inu." Stam kelim or not b'nei yoman. And here's where you get it from. So stam kelim is not b'nei yoman. So nosei tam lefgam is mutter. And we paskin this. This is accepted by halacha, yoredeya kuf kuf beis sivav. Which Rishon disagrees? Ah, yes, which Rishon? The Rishonar's not a Rishon. The Rambam. Says the Rambam, he says, hold on a second. What did the goyim cook that was treif? Do you think they cooked treif oranges? Do you think they cooked treif potatoes? What did they cook that was treif? Meat. What did Goyim have that's treif? Meat. Right? That's kind of meat. So what does the Rambam say? It has nothing to do with it. He disagrees. He thinks Tom Kalim are B'nai Yoman, or might be B'nai Yoman, or are B'nai Yoman. That would change all of Kashrus, but no, I don't know what the Tema didn't do. Maybe the Tema name assumes Tom Kalim are B'nai Yoman. I don't know. But now it's not their start. He says, no, Tom treif is meat. What else did they cook that's treif? And what does he say? He says that basar is pogame, shemen, and dvash. That's why it does not look gone. Because if they cook vegetable soup in their kli, then who cares if the taste of the vegetable soup went into the dvash and the shemen? We only care if they cook meat. And meat, all kinds of meat, whether it's lard, whether it's chicken, whether it's what have you, is pogame, shemen, and dvash. The question is, do we accept the Rambam? Theoretically, there could have been two ways to get this result. You could hold like the Rambam, three ways to get this result. You could hold like the Rambam, that's what the Gemara meant by Nosan Tam of Gam. You could hold when the Gemara says if they mix it in, it's bad. It doesn't mean mixing in wine, it means mixing in meat. And that proves that meat is bad. Or you could just say, it's not only the Gemara, but it's true. Question is, do we accept this? Meaning, this is not our Pshat in Nosan Tam of Gam in the Gemara. But we could still believe him, right? Remember? When do we have two different shots of the Shonen Gemara? We said they're both true because they both make sense. Kain Torah, right? Does it mean small amount or special shape? They're both true. So do we accept the Rambam? Says the Mechaber in Se'if Dalid Shemen, and if you look at Mirgol, he says Harambam on Kufchav Beis Yagil Rishonim. They're both true. Shemun with Vash, only one of them is shot in this line in the Gemara, but they can both be true. Shemun with Vash, Goyim, Afishim, Usholim, Utarim, Nesha, Bosser, Pogus, Shemun, Asrichim, Chim, and Vash. Here he says, not like the Rambam, even if it's cooked, what does he mean to say? Even if it's cooked in Ben Yomo Kli. Still, even if we know it's cooked in Ben Yomo Kli, still it's Mutter, because Bosser is Pogim, Shemun, and Asrichim, and likewise Vash. He paskins like the Rambam. The Machar. I just read being the Machar. After Allah. Ah, but they're Dali Tosos, the Mordechai cooks Dali Tosos and Akasha. They would cook meat with honey. You never put honey on your meat? There's lots of recipes with meat and honey. And they're delicious. How can you say it's pogim? It's delicious. So, how can you say, but the honey's also delicious? Right? You don't say, this is bad honey, but it's okay for the meat. You say, no, the honey also, if you lick the honey with your finger, it also tastes good. I hear what you're saying. I was wondering, maybe they could say, no, the honey's not so good, but you don't notice because it's not a big piece of meat. I was wondering why we shouldn't say that. Maybe if I look harder, someone will, now that I see that Sasha also says it. But that's not. So Ilan Balaj will say, no, that's because you have a lot of other ingredients besides honey. But pure honey would be bad. Okay. Or they say, no, maybe it's all a misunderstanding. What does dvash mean in the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah? You think it means honey? You don't go buy honey from Goyim. What do you go to the Goyim? You go to the bar and get a drink. What do you drink? Anyone ever read, King Arthur or any of these other things? You drink mead. M-E-A-D. Mead is a alcoholic fermented honey beverage, which was a big deal in the old days. No, the mead is nifgam, but honey is nishbach. Meaning, they still agree with the pshat, they just have a different type of dvash. V'yesh omrim, debosser, ein pogim dvash atzmo, rak mashka, nasami dvash. And says the Taz, even if it's Hefzik Gadol, he should be Machmir. Totally, totally usher. Okay, not such a big deal. I don't know when it's going to be enough meter for us, really. Fia Nira, in Kan Kula Kenegan of Mordechai, can we accept this? So says the Machaber, yes. Says the Ramah, yes, for Shemen. And mead, but not for honey. Meaning we accept it 100%, we just reinterpret it. Right? And what about if there's Hefzik Gadol? The Ramah is Mekel, and the Taz is Machmir. Okay, what would we do? However, the Shach comes up much more machmir. Says the Shach, he half rejects it legamre. No, for only what we have to go. Yes, for Shemin and Mead. For honey, no, but for Hefzigadol, yes. That's what he says. Over Malkam Shein Hefzigadol Yishla Hachmir. However, says the Shach, really, only halfway, not at all. Really, he says we reject the Rambam shot in the Gemara. However, he agrees by Dvash, not by Shemen. Really, only halfway, meaning we reject the Rambam's shot, and Basar is Shemen is Mashbiach, and therefore Asar. But by Dvash, at least by Mead, he accepts to be Mekel. But Basar is Pogim. Why does he believe Basar is Pogim Dvash but not Shemen? Why? He says like this. In the time of the Mishnah, they asserted Shemen and Matar Dvash. What was the Svar in the days of the Mishnah? But they just weren't consistent and didn't realize that they had to be logical? No. Nowadays, we're after both of them. You know why? Stam Kein Lav Ve'Yom Nidon. But why in the days of the Mishnah did they matter dvash and aser shemen? It must be because meat has a bad taste in dvash and has a good taste in shemen. Not for the Rambam's reason. But in dvash, where does he get this chiluk? The chiluk is based on the shita of the Mishnah when they asered, which was, it's the first Mishnah of Odazara, shemen aser, and dvash mutter. Halacha l'maisa, therefore, we really don't end up with much of a heter. Halacha l'maisa, we don't end up with much of a heter. When it comes to shemen, the shach asers meat in shemen. When it comes to dvash, the Ramah asers meat in dvash, unless maybe to have the gun only meat, and then it's controversial. The only heter we're left with is meat. L'maisa, basar b'shemen, aser, I'll be the shach. Basar b'dvash, aser, I'll be the Ramah. Basar b'mashke dvash is mutter. Obviously, I'm talking here all for us Ashkenazim. And the Ramah, something not found in the Gemara, but found in the Rishonim. Basar o cheslam and beis b'gayin havi lefgam umutter. Basar and cheslam and beis is pogain yayin. That's not based on the Gemara. Basar b'yayin is mutter, tam lefgam. Basar b. is also mutter. What's the only problem? Ches lamed beis b'yayin is mutter. What's the only problem? Is chalav mutter pogim yayin or is chalav pogim yayin? Says the Pesach Tshuva here, Ayin b'sof sef shavs shuvas no to be. Who does she goes by no chelav b'tzeirei? Vayim primigodim shavs shuvas no chalav b'komatz. Well, chelav b'tzeirei is no zetam l'shvach. Okay. V'chulei v'chulei. And then he brings a raya, and then he says it's not really a raya. And then he found the Sefer Beis Yehuda, also arguing the primigodim, etc. And Yosef Nerali, they're both lefgam. Okay. Unclear. Lemaisa, unclear. The Aruch HaShulchan says we're not sure. Meaning, Tzorich Yim Gadol, not sure which. So Lemaisa, we don't really rely on this. So it's not Lahaka, we don't rely on it. So we don't know, maybe only Cholav not Chelav, maybe only Chelav not Cholav, maybe both. Since we don't know, it's hard to rely on it. So Lemaisa, there aren't that many things we can rely on here. Okay. Okay, we'll have to stop here. The hour is late. We are getting close to the end of the... So we'll have to stop here at the hour of late, and we'll pick up. I'm going to try to push, even if we have to skip some details, and get through the end of Simukov Dalit next year. So keep forging ahead in Seder time. Certainly feel free to start Simukov Hey if that's where you're up to. So we'll continue our session next time. Yeah, any questions?